Now, some people are saying that Perez Hilton was on this morning earlier on ITV looking absolutely knackered. I don't think he'd slept much after the Brits. That's nothing to do with me, I'd like to point out.
Really?
Yes.
There was no contact between the two of you last night?
Nah. Okay. I wasn't there.
I know. That doesn't mean you couldn't have texted each other or whatever.
This all started on Switch with Annie and Grimmy last Sunday when they had Perez in. They have him on every week, but this week he was in London, so he dropped by.
Hey, Scott Mills, this is Perez Hilton. I'm here until Saturday. Call me.
And then Edith caught up with him on the red carpet at the Brits yesterday.
I've got a phone number for you, Perez.
You do? Oh, my goodness.
0770.
No, no, don't read that out on the radio.
Okay.
He's going all shy.
Laura, if you... Laura, make sure Edith's got the right number, yeah?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Bye.
Amazing.
Did you give him the number?
He is actually writing down his number for you, by the way, on a piece of paper for you.
Okay. You know the number that I gave you. You know that what that number was, don't you?
We just gave him the flirt divert number.
Oh, no.
Scott,
I feel bad, yeah?
I have his 9-digit cell phone number in my hand.
I love it! Now, I did phone that 9-digit cell phone number yesterday and then put the phone down from a withheld number just to check that it was his actual cell phone number, and I can confirm that it is.
Yes.
But I've not done anything else with it apart from that. But today I have checked through the Flirt Divert messages just in case there's a message from Perez on there. And this.
Hey, up, Scott. It's Perez Hilton here. As you know, drop the charade when I'm not on radio. Next time I get stuck in that loo at Radio 1, you're the man to come and get me out. You can come and pull me out, friend. Speak to you soon. Give us a buzz. Ta-da.
No, I don't think that's him.
Don't you?
No.
Well, how can you be so sure?
Well, listen again.
Hey, up, Scott. It's Perez Hilton here.
He doesn't speak like that.
But he says it's Perez Hilton.
As you know, drop the charade when I'm not on radio.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
Gives you an explanation as well.
Next time I get stuck in that loo at Radio 1, you're the man to come and get me out. You can come and pull me out, friend. Speak to you soon. Give us a buzz. Ta-da.
All right. Thanks, friend. That's blatantly not him.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
I don't want to incur the wrath of Perez Hilton. I've just realised it's all going to dawn on me.
What could he do to you, though?
During that slightly depressing record. Of what I've done. What could he do?
Gives you plenty of time to think, that record, doesn't it?
Oh.
What could he do to you?
Well, he's got, like, one of the biggest websites in the world.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm playing with fire here, because, I mean, he could bring you down on that website. Millions of people read it every day.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst thing that can happen.
I don't want you to be rude, but don't you think he's got bigger fish to fry?
Yeah, he's probably, you know... Like someone's saying...
A National Lottery host gave me fake number.
No.
Isn't kind of one of the usual big stories to find on his website.
I guess. But someone's saying that maybe I should, like, you know, just go out for a friendly drink with him, because he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And, like, you could just... Imagine all the trips to Hollywood you can get if you befriended him. And you could just talk
about... What you look for in your friends? What freebies they can get you?
You could just talk about Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton and Britney Spears all day. And that, to me, sounds like quite a good thing. Notice that Laura was texting me last night during the Brits saying that Kate Nash had just thanked her.
Really?
And Laura, who have all been really amazing from day one and really supported me.
Now, I don't think that's about you.
It is.
You were there from day
Laura,
one.
And Laura, who have all been really amazing from day one and really supported me.
We were there from day one, because do you remember when she was stuck? When she was on the way to a gig and it was raining?
Yeah.
We asked somebody to help
on the M4, she was on the way to a gig, and we asked if anybody else had, like, a spare tyre or something, and we got her to the gig on time, so actually I should have been mentioned there as well.
And Laura,